A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Therefore, gird up your loins. Stand up and tell people everything that I command you. Do not break down before them, or I will break you before them. And I, for my part, have made you today a fortified city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its princes, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me and deliver me. Incline your ear to me and save me.
I will sing of your salvation.
Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. For you are my rock and my fortress. Oh my God, rescue me from the hand of the wicked. I will sing of your salvation. For you are my hope, O Lord, my trust, O God, from my youth. On you I depend from birth. From my mother's womb, you are my strength.
I will sing
of your salvation. My mouth shall declare your justice. Day by day, proclaim your wondrous deeds.
I will sing
of your salvation.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. Now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these, is love. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus had finished reading, he rolled up the scroll and he handed it to the assistant, and then he sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue gazed upon him. And he began to say to them, "Today, this scripture reading is fulfilled in your hearing." All those who heard him marveled at the wisdom, and they also marveled at the gracious words that fell from his lips. And they said, "Isn't this Joseph's son?" Jesus said to them, "No doubt you will quote to me the proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself.' And you will say, 'Do here in your hometown all those things we have heard that you have done in Capernaum.'" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, a prophet is never honored in his hometown. And I assure you, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heavens were closed for 3.5 years, and a great famine spread over all the land. And yet it was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but to the widow of Sarepta in Sidon. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of Elisha, and yet he cured none of them, but only Naaman the Syrian." Now when the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with rage. They jumped to their feet, they grabbed him, and they pulled him out of town and led him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, that they might cast him off the cliff. But Jesus passed through their midst, and Jesus went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.